Hello, and thank you for listening today. My name is Russ Marin. I am the pastor of Monclova Road Baptist Church. Today's message, the five deadly enemies of the local church. Let's go right now to the church auditorium for today's message. Number four, I want you to turn to Numbers chapter 12. Numbers chapter 12, this is a story of Moses and his brother Aaron and their sister Miriam. And Moses has married his second wife. We don't know what happened to the first wife, but he marries a second wife, and she's an Ethiopian. In Numbers chapter 12, it says, "And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, Hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses?" This is brother and sister. They're undermining Moses with what they're saying. And it said, "Hath he not spoken also by us?" And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spoke suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. And the Lord came down in a pillar of a cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they came forth. I really think he had their attention at this point. Verse 6, "And he said, Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream." Now, what had they just said? They said they were upset with whom Moses had married. And they said, can't God speak among us? Can't God speak to us? And God here says, if there's a prophet here, I'll mark him out myself. Verse 7, "My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him I will speak mouth to mouth." I will speak to Moses mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speech. I'll speak plainly to him and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Miriam, were you not afraid to speak against Moses, my servant? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. God judged Miriam instantly here. Immediately judged her for speaking against the man that he was working through. And I have down here number four. If you want to have an enemy of the church, or one of the five great enemies of the church, is an uncontrolled tongue. An uncontrolled tongue, and one that speaks things and says things that should not be said. I want you to turn to Leviticus chapter 19. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 16. Chapter 19, verse 16. The Bible says, "Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer," as a gossiper. "Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand," meaning neither shalt thou do anything against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. Do not be a gossiper. Do not take a stand or do anything to harm another person. Turn to Exodus chapter 23. Exodus chapter 23. And now as I'm talking about the tongue, this may get very personal. But I'll tell you what, if you want to see this church have chaos or go through trouble or ultimately die out, then one way is through an uncontrolled tongue. Look at Exodus 23, verse 7. It says, "Keep thee far from a false matter, and the innocent and righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked." Stay away from false things, from saying things that are false. Stay away from injuring the innocent and the righteous. Please do not slay them. Turn to Proverbs chapter 6. In Proverbs chapter 6, God says there's six things that he hates. and seven are an abomination to him. I want to read all seven. I want you to notice that three of the seven deal with the tongue. Verse 16, Proverbs chapter 6, these six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that are swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. So he says, a lying tongue, I hate it. A false witness, a liar, I hate. I hate the sin, and those that sow discord among the brethren. I was reading a book by Ergen Kainer, and he was writing about problems in a church, and he said this. He said, gossip is never isolated. Gossip will always divide, and gossip builds up the perpetrator by tearing down the victim. Gossip is never isolated. If you or I gossip, guaranteed it's not isolated. If you or I gossip, it divides people, because you are going to gossip about another believer, and anyone that's listening is going to be divided. They're going to have to take a position. And gossip builds up the perpetrator by tearing down the victim. The gossiper usually is a feigned sympathy, usually has fake compassion. I want you to turn to Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 28. A froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. A gossiper will ultimately divide people in their very friendships. That people will be divided because of the gossip. Look at Proverbs chapter 20, verse 19. Proverbs 20, verse 19. He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore, meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. That means avoid someone that has a big mouth. Let's read it again. He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore, meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. You know, the person that flatters their eyes or flutters their eyes, and the person that flatters you with their lips. Notice this. Always, always, always with gossip, the victim is not there. The victim is not there when gossip is taking place. Isn't it interesting? That is because gossips are cowards. They're cowards. Real Christian people, with their heart right with God, if there is sin in someone's life, they go to that person and they say, you know, I love you and I'm concerned about you and I care about you. But a gossip, when the victim is not there, a gossip bears testimony, which may be true or may be false, but it's gossip. It is none of their business. Gossip can kill a church. It's all done with the victim absent. Most of gossip, I think, is a result of envy. Envy. Gossips are cowards. Gossips are immature spiritually. Now listen to me. Gossips are immature spiritually. If you're a gossip, I'm telling you, number one, I'm telling you, you're a coward. Number two, I'm telling you, you're immature spiritually. Number three, I'm going to tell you, you're insecure. Because, you know, when you gossip, builds you up. Perpetrators build up, and it tears down the victim. This is sin. It is sin to be a gossip. I have all the respect in the world for a person that walks up to me face to face, says, Pastor, I disagree with you, or Pastor, I think this ought to be changed. I have no problem with that at all. Well, I want to tell you, when I get it second hand or third hand, I have a problem with that. Gossip is sin. Gossip is sin. And I would say to you, and I say this to anybody, your family, your life, your children are none of my business. Only if you come to me and say, Pastor, we're looking for help, or we're looking for advice, or we're looking for counsel. As you bring something to me, it stops there. It stops there. It should not be shared with another pastor. It should not be shared with anybody else. Sometimes I will ask people, I say, do you mind
If I call a pastor in another town and ask him and explain your situation and ask for advice, because sometimes I feel like I'm not sure what to tell you. But it better stop there, because if it doesn't stop at my office, then I'm out of the ministry. If you cannot bring things to me and be guaranteed that it stops right there, I'm out of the ministry. I shouldn't be in the ministry. And I'll tell you what, I've had people tell me, you know, I don't know why people are always telling me things. I'll tell you why they're telling you, because you're listening all the time. When you tell them it's none of their business, they'll stop telling you. They'll stop coming to you with the gossip if you'll say, that is none of your business. You need to stay out of it. So your children are not my business. I mean, I'm your pastor. I'll help you any way I can help you if you come to me. But I'm not coming knocking on your door and telling you how to run your kids or how to raise your kids unless you ask me to. Or whatever it has to do with your family or whatever. Gossip is sin. I want you to turn to James chapter 5. Erigan Kaner said this. He said, most gossips don't think they're gossips. I tell you, when I prepared this, I tried to take a serious look at my own life. And I tried to evaluate. This is serious. James 5, verse 19. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he hath converted the sinner from an error of his way, and shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. There's one way to deal with gossip, and that's to confront it head on. Confront it head on. If I know you're gossiping, I am coming to see you. Do you understand that? I am coming to see you. Because the lives of other people are at stake. You take someone and sell them down the river, their life, their testimony is at stake, their family. And you are giving your opinion on secondhand information, your attitude towards someone else's lifestyle, your opinion on how you think someone else ought to be living, where they've been. I'll tell you, that's dangerous water to walk on. Very dangerous. You think something might be happening, something you've heard about from a third person, very dangerous place to be. Gossip is a sin. And if I know you're gossiping, I am coming to see you. And you're going to tell me where you heard that or where you saw it. And you better hope you have firsthand information. Because someone else's life is at stake. Do you understand that? Someone else, I will fight for you and I will defend you. I may ask you, I've been to people's houses where I have said, are you living in this sin? Are you guilty of this sin? I am asking you if you are guilty of this sin. And I've had people say yes. I've had people say no. It has to be dealt with. But I tell you, I'm not going around telling other people that they're living in that sin. And neither should anybody else. Gossip is sin against Jesus Christ. It's sin against the people you're talking about. It's sin against our church, and it can kill a church. The answer to anybody that starts laying stuff down on you, that starts telling you about someone else, is just to say, you know, that is none of my business. You need to stop them in their tracks. Don't be the participant in the gossip.